This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. On Hope Mornings, the Culture Collective. Let it go, let it go.
I am one with the wind and sky. Let it go. Oh, that was the song that haunted every parent's dreams when the original Frozen movie came out in 2013. Can you believe it's been 6 years? I had a six-year-old at the time and a two-year-old, and this was a very big part of our world. And look, I never thought I would want to go back to that strange, dark place of Elsa obsession. And yet, here we are all these years later, and I feel this surprising affectionate nostalgia for Frozen. You know, because despite its ability to inspire an almost cult-like obsession in preschools, it was actually like a really great movie. And Laura Bennett's here. She's already been to see the sequel. G'day, Laura.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome. Is this going to be a hit to equal the first one, do you reckon?
Oh, it's already broken records in the US for animated releases in its opening weekend. I don't know if you've seen the numbers, but over $500 million already just in America. So,
That doesn't surprise me because the audience has grown. You know, yeah. Like when Frozen came out, it wasn't expected to be anywhere near as popular as it was, shown by the fact that the merch, they were completely unprepared with the merch. They didn't have anywhere enough Elsa dolls and Elsa dresses. I'm sure they're better prepared this time.
I found myself thinking, I'd really like to buy an Olaf. If they have really cute little Olafs around, I will totally get one. And I have none of it because, like you, I can't believe it was 6 years ago. And just the story then and how much it stayed with everybody, giving that six-year gap, they've probably done themselves a service so that people, you know, have had time to settle and now come back into it.
I think that is spot on. Had they released it 18 months later, I don't think I could have coped with it.
No.
So what is going on for Elsa, Anna and Olaf this time round?
So this time we do get to learn a little bit more about their childhood. So much like the first one showed you them growing up and a little bit about where Elsa's powers came from and all of those sorts of things, you're now getting a better understanding of their parents' role in their life. And this story is about a legend that both of them were told as children growing up about their parents and where Elsa's magic might have come from. And now as grown adults, they're going on a journey to find out if that story is true, and they have to go through this enchanted forest to find out what really happened to their parents, but also why Elsa, out of all her family, is the one that has got the magical powers that she does. So
so much potential there for a backstory. I'd never really thought of it like that. Now, I have read some reviews that suggest that it is quite a complicated plot. Did you agree with that?
Well, I don't know that the plot is complicated. You know, that's a very simple thing. Where did Elsa get her powers? Let's go find out. But they add a lot of layers to each of the characters. And like Olaf, for instance, he is wrestling with growing up and starting to understand whether or not the world around him is going to make sense as he gets older, or is he just going to have more questions? So there's lots of complex things going on for each of the characters, which make it quite a full story. But the plot itself is one that you can easily follow and enjoy, which is good for the audience that are going to be watching it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Frozen had, of course, some fun characters, but also had some really great songs and some hilarious, catchy moments. Let me play a few of them for you.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was going to say.
I've never met someone.
I mean, how cute is that? We finish each other's sandwiches. And this was one of my absolute favorite moments in terms of the numbers in it.
Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman.
Of course, a visual gag there in that Olaf is stepping over a puddle at that moment. But look, are the songs as good in this version of Frozen?
Look, with a sequel, it's always hard to beat the original, because what made some of those ones so good is that they were a surprise and they were the first time we'd heard the jokes and the characters and all of that sort of thing. But there are certainly some really good ones in this. Olaf, of course, still wins you over with humour and his take on some of the songs. They make jokes about some of the ones in the first one as well, which is a nice little addition. But the big song for Frozen 2, I think, is one called Into the Unknown, which is Elsa exploring whether or not she's going to follow this pull that she feels like she has to explore and go and have this adventure, or whether she'll hold back. And that is where the vocals of Idina Menzel absolutely shine. So I think that's going to be this one's Let It Go, for sure.
Yeah, and that's a good message for kids growing up as well. Now, I'm sorry, there's so much to talk about in this film. In the last movie, it turned out to be the love between the sisters that saved
Anna, and I thought that was a lovely little twist. Obviously, no spoilers in here, but what is the message of this film? What's it really about?
There's a couple really good takeaways, and the relationship between Elsa and Anna is, of course, still really central, and in this movie, they're talking more about now that they are friends, now that their sisterly bond is really strong, what are they going to do with it? And there's a really clear message in there about sticking together. Elsa doesn't have to do things alone anymore. She does have Anna to back her up. And it's like, let me help you. Let me go on the adventure. All of that sort of thing. So it's like they're learning how to be close sisters, which is really special. And it's really celebrated in there. But then you also have Olaf working out how to grow up, how to become an adult, how to ask the questions of life that come as there's all these things around you that you might not understand. And particularly with Frozen, in the sequel, they've really upped the sort of spiritual fantasy element of it, like understanding where magic comes from and things like that. So for little kids, that's maybe a little bit challenging, but he's looking around going, well, that doesn't make sense. And how did come that tree moved, or those sorts of questions? And then that leads to some of those deeper inquiries about how the world works. So that's really in there too. But one of the things to me that stood out so much was a line that they mention about when you don't know what's happening in the future, you've just got to do the next right thing, which I think was a really helpful takeaway, because as Elsa doesn't know where her powers come from and they don't know what's going to happen to their hometown if certain things take place around them, they keep coming back to, we might not know what's happening, but we've just got to do the next right thing.
So, Laura, just to wrap up, I understand this movie it's pitched a little bit older than the last movie. It's just a bit scarier, a little bit sadder than the previous one. What age do you think?
I think for sure the audience that watched the first ones, they're going to obviously have grown up enough to then watch this one. So I think that's fine. Newer audiences, little ones would probably be a little bit more scared just because of some of the more fantastical elements within it and darker visuals, but it's not really scary. And even some of the sadder elements, they're there, but they are resolved. So I think that's important as well, that kids aren't left feeling sad.
Okay, so would it be worth seeing it at the cinema?
Totally. Just for the visuals alone. Like some of the scenes that they do and the way Elsa does certain things are beautiful on a big screen. So if you do go to the movies for it, it's going to be worth it.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. That is Laura Bennett. We've been talking about Frozen 2. It's at the movies now.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.